Rank and serial number.
I'm Dan Eggerding. I used to be a flight pilot of a Cessna 172. What we have here is a E6B9 computer, handheld, basically a slide rule that allows you to figure out the speed and attitude and distance on flying, depending on the airspeed, the crossed winds and everything like that. You set up your flight plan ahead of time, put in the markings for the different attitudes, you know, or directions and stuff like that. And then as the wind changes direction, you can change the dial here, and it shows you the correct attitude in order to go in a specific direction. On the other side is the real, like you said, it was the important calculations of airspeed, drift. You got the attitude correction, altitude correction, stuff like that. Plus, you could do magnetic changes in that maps due to magnetic, the magnetic north, declension of north and all that stuff. You have airspeed correction, all that stuff, all the relative stuff. And then on top behind here, you can see the other different, here's your relative wing, air, angle of attack and all kinds of stuff. And you know, plus you put this against the maps, you can do distances and stuff like that.
It's incredibly involved.
Oh yeah, here's the handbook for it, and you can go through it step by step. But you know, you had to know this thing inside and out when you took your written. Because if you didn't, you were dead meat. The FAA would just rip you apart.
So yeah, Yannick, why do you use this instead of an electronic system?
Well, I had an electronic calculator which did everything that the E6B did, and the battery ran out one day. And my E6B was too far in the back to reach. And it's a good standby. It's still used by everybody on fixed wing, single engine, and all the way up to multi-engine jet.
Plus, you can see everything at one time. The big problem with electronics is that it narrows you down into the small areas, and all of a sudden you got to jump up. You still have to fly your plane.
It's the same difference. To an analog clock where you visually see time left and time gone.
The context.
It's easier to visualize what's happening.
Right. So you've got, you know, like an analog clock. You see it in a glance, and you can keep seeing it in a glance, and you don't have to think, you don't have to feel. This thing is the same thing. Once you get used to it, you set it up. You can just glance at it. Correct, you know, like I said, you can correct it. You know, you don't have to push a bunch of buttons. Mm-hmm. And then you can maintain your focus on what's on the outside of the airplane, because you got to fly an airplane, you got to scan the horizon if you look at the newer electronics packages that are on there, it's all screens where you see all of it at the same time, so you have a picture of this on the screen. So what's happening is that you are going back to this with the newer, more expensive electronics.
What is that Greek thing that they found that's in what is it called?
The Antikythera theorem calculator. I can't remember.
Yeah, that it's all dial. It's all cog gear mechanisms, and it goes way back.
That's an ancient E6.
Except it was designed for astrological
predictions. Predicting, the local potentate could predict the lunar eclipse, so he could get his people under control.
It is interesting. They found it. In a shipwreck, though, so it had to be, they were using it for navigation or something.
Okay.
Right down here. Here's all the information you need to give to the when you're doing a plan. Mm-hmm. You'd have to do a flight plan. You had to put in all the information of what you wanted to do. Yeah. You could set it down in there. So when you're ready to call in, you just look at this. Yeah. Boom, right there.
I used to have a clip on my yoke, and you could flip it over, but I'd have it in front of me, and I could even write clearances down here. It's easy to write it right in front of you, even on here, and you can do it with a grease pencil that you can wash out.
And then you wipe it right off when you don't need it.
Yeah, because trying to do it with a calculator, punching in numbers, it's easier to set one set here, and you see it instantly. And you can even mark it with a grease pencil.
Right.
And it's there.
Plus, you could do multiple places. So you'd have one, two, three, and maybe in different colors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So when you get down one, you erased it.
Yeah.
So you had everything there. So you can spend less time calculating and running the thing and more outside, because you always had to have situational awareness for your flying.
Well, thank you, Yannick, and Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. Well, this will go on the site. DigiBarn Radio signing off.